Grace to you and peace from God our Father and in the Lord Jesus and the power of his Spirit living within us. Friends, is this not an evening of amazing grace to taste and see how the Lord is good? To experience something with your brother or sister that you may have never experienced before, stumbling over what to say, that doesn't matter. To do in the example of Jesus to another is to experience that amazing grace of the same attitude of Christ Jesus that we carry in ourselves. John, the apostle, the one whom Jesus loved, the one who never suffered a martyr's death, we're told, but died a natural death as compared to all of the other apostles, pens these words of Jesus. Just as I have loved you, Jesus said. Just as I have loved you. To capture that simple phrase is to capture the grace that Jesus is longing to share with us. The you is a plural that lasts unto the generations. As I have loved you, is to hear of the amazing grace that the Son of God would long to show and share and give to his people. And so he gave his disciples this example. This is how I've loved you. Washing their feet. Thankfully, we didn't do feet tonight. We just did hands. But to have that experience of washing one another's flesh with water. Water that is simple and ordinary, but when it's combined with God's word, as in baptism, is a washing for renewal, a cleansing. And to wash one another is to carry that same attitude of Jesus Christ, as I have loved you. This John is the one who was sitting next to Jesus, and in all of the pictures that are depicted of the Lord's Supper, most of them have one of the disciples reclining on Jesus, laying on him. It's John, this disciple whom Jesus loved. A friend, one who confided in another. And John was one of the inner three, Peter, James, and James' brother, John, who experienced some of the most intimate and glorious aspects of the kingdom made known here on earth. Like the transfiguration. On this evening, after the supper is over, it would be Peter, James, and John who would go with Jesus a bit further into the Garden of Gethsemane, charged there to stay awake and pray with him. As I have loved you, so you love one another. And Jesus says this, he carries this message of grace, not just in words, but in action. In his life, in who he is as that Passover lamb, willing to spill his blood, have his body broken, and giving it to us in that very holy meal that we now carry within us. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. That is amazing grace given to us. And we have it. We know it. We possess it. And now we hear it in the call of that amazing grace to be shared. As I have loved you, so you now should love one another. John would hear these words of Jesus, and in a few hours, he would have an opportunity to put them into practice in his own life. You and I hear these words, this message of amazing grace. We've experienced it. We've taken it in. Now, how are we called to love one another? For John, it would be at the foot of the cross of Jesus. And Jesus looking at this one whom he loved and said, John, here's your mother. Mother, here's your son. This is the way John would love another in an aspect of his life. He would take care of Mary, Jesus' mother, until she died. That was a unique call for John. You, me, we have a unique call to carry out the Lord God's grace as well. To be that ambassador of Jesus Christ, to declare to the world, I have, I possess, I know, and I live. Amazing grace. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for these words of your kingdom made known here among us, and for giving us that very example of amazing grace in Jesus himself, our Passover lamb. We want to be those instruments of grace, that we too love one another in the way that you call us. We are yours. We belong to you. Use us, Heavenly Father, for your amazing grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.